Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the UK's biggest festival, Glastonbury, reaches a crescendo this weekend. It's not just Pride that's happening in terms of festivals. The headliners in Glastonbury are the Arctic Monkeys and Elton John and Guns N' Roses, who'll perform on the Pyramid stage. More than 200,000 people are expected to show up. It's an awful lot of people at one festival, but attending a festival of that size can bring its own challenges. And these days, the focus is definitely on sustainability. And for more on this, how they'll do it, how they'll pull that one off, I'm joined by Andrea Horan, who's club promoter and owner of Tropical Popical. How you doing, Andrea, from Tropical Popical?
Don't you just love saying that word? The onomatopoeia just jumps off it.
How did you guess? Come here to me. You've attended Glastonbury, haven't you? How will they make it sustainable?
Sustainability has been a core belief of Glastonbury since its inception, and especially now it's getting more and more. But it's across the board in festivals. Like, you even only have to look at like the things that happened at Body and Soul, where they had their Dutch cups that you paid for and got your refund when you brought them back. They had like places to recycle your disposable vapes. It's top of mind for festivals at the moment, and it's built into their business plan. And like, in this day and age, it has to be a core part of your belief system and your business as a festival owner.
Yeah, so as you discard that tent, the single-use tent, you'll never use it again, and the sleeping bag,
but if you look at the work that's been done on that, in like Electric Picnic kind of pioneered that, of like bring everything home with you, reuse it, etc., etc. And that's kind of gone into, especially in Ireland, the psyche of festival goers. For sure, there's a lot less being left behind, and you have a lot of the festivals, especially at the weekend, that have gone ahead were much older people. They were like probably 40 plus or whatever, and what is left behind is getting smaller and smaller. So it definitely is, the more you hear it, the more you see it, the more you do it.
You mentioned older people there. How old is too old for a festival like Glastonbury?
Well, there's a tinge of ageism in there that we're going to overlook, but I always say that you don't get, or it's the more, when you stop dancing, you get old, as opposed to if you get old, you stop dancing.
No,
so the key is,
I know you have a number in your head, but you're just too sensitive to, or
no,
too careful.
Oh my
to
God.
You're probably
so
thinking 35,
are
you? 35, 38.
Well,
maybe.
Well then I'm screwed, because I'm older than that, and I definitely have a lot more festivals in me. But like, I was
a body
and soul.
Younger, Andrea.
It must be the phone line.
I know. Go on.
There's a lot more people. Like, 40 was kind of the average age at Beyond the Pale and Body and Soul at the weekend, by all accounts. And there was much, much older people wandering around, carrying their chairs with them. And I think we've become, because of the state of the world, no offense, world, we're looking for escapism. And a festival, its very essence is an ability to escape. Mm-hmm. And the more we listen to the news and the climate change issues and everything that's going on around us, the more we need to escape. And that doesn't stop when you get to a certain age. So I think there's no thing as too old to go out to a festival. Once your body does its job and you're able to. And there's actually interesting thing, Louise Bruton has a blog post about accessibility of festivals, and mm-hmm. that's from a disabled point of view, but that would be helpful as well for older people as well, who need kind of, I suppose, pathways, etc., that are
okay.
easy to use.
So I think you've knocked my question out of the ballpark altogether, and you've put manners on me, Andrea Horan of Tropical Popical. Can I ask you though about Irish interests at Glastonbury this year?
Going or playing?
Sorry, playing, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup of Irish acts over there. CMAT is one of them. She is taking the country, Irish country world by storm in a glamorous fashion. Murder Capital, who've done a string of gigs in Ireland, are over there. Alva Reddy, stunning. John Francis Flynn. And the Mary Wallopers, who've been playing festivals, like packed out big arenas, mm-hmm. For the last few years. Then we have what's actually come through is the amount of electronic artists that we have coming up in Ireland that are getting a global platform. So you have the likes of Annie Mac, who has been doing her Before Midnight gigs around the UK and Ireland. You've got Kedema, Saoirse, Orla, Max Cooper, all Irish electronic acts, which are like playing to thousands and thousands of people every weekend. And I think you always kind of, our electronic acts don't get the props, I suppose, that traditional bands do. And they're probably playing to more people at festivals and clubs and gigs every weekend.
And maybe they should be celebrated a little bit more at home, because, as you say, they have incredible success, really. Can I ask you about this?
But it's very hard to do that when we have such bad licensing laws and bad closing times, which is something Give Us the Night have been working on for a long time. So big up to Give Us the Night and pushing electronic music and celebrating it as culture.
Look at her getting the dig in before we finish. Can I ask you, Andrea, if you're not going, how can you make your living room or your home a Glastonbury-like festival, even in its own right?
Stock up your supplies, get the booze in. If you're not a drinker, do whatever. Then I think BBC have a lot of coverage on all weekend. So you have like, they have on Saturday, Guns N' Roses, Luke Capaldi and Lizzo. On Sunday, Rick Astley, Blondie and Elton John. So I think the key, though, when you go to a festival, for me anyway, it's not about the acts, and they're mainly the headlines. And okay, fine, you can see them most of the time. What a festival is about is discovery. So watch the highlights, get a disco ball out, get one of those spinning light things and try and recreate the vibe of a festival rather than just sitting on the couch watching it and taking it in.
Your home
be
is
the festival. Become it. Become
Austin Powers, you mean. Look, that is fantastic. Have a great time. Enjoy Glastonbury, even at home. Andrea Horan, club promoter and once more owner of Tropical Popical. Thank you very much indeed.